A summer of touring and new music. That's the storyline for a few popular Sacramento bands right now. On Insight Music, our visit with the Sun Monks, Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele. Their new experimental pop album was produced by John Bacigalupi. An experience, as you'll hear them say, fueled by Italian food and surfing. Another Sacramento band, House of Mary, released its debut album this month. The band has a show tonight in El Dorado Hills. They sounded great in our studio a few weeks ago. Two talented musicians make up the duo Cities You Wish You Were From. They are Elijah Jenkins and Tyler Downey. They describe their music as neo-soul, punk, rock, alt-country blues. And later, STRQ, Sean Thwaite's Rebel Quartet, and the magical sound of Sean's steel drums. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for listening. Insight Music is next. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the interesting people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's begin the hour with a band that Sacramento can't seem to get enough of, the Sun Monks. Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele, they've been part of the Sacramento music scene for about 5 years, but fans and critics really took notice of them after their first EP titled In a Desert of Plenty from 2014. Then came a number of singles and music videos, and finally, in June of this year, the Sun Monks released their first full-length album titled To Play. I'd been meaning to ask Jeffrey and Alexandra about the band's name, Sun Monks, and finally, in this conversation a few weeks ago, I did.
When I was young, out on the West Coast, I wanted to be someone who was of a different kind. So I would run all over the West Coast, a solitary animal in a sea of fire.
Tell me, the name of your band, Sun Monks, where did that come from?
Oh, well, you know, we just made a giant list of names and just kept going over them and talking to our friends about it, you know, like what weirds you out, what bugs you, what really like sticks in your head. And Sun Monks
was the one that people kept coming back to. Yeah, we almost called ourselves Slight Piper. Almost
Swarm
called ourselves
Horse.
Swarm Horse. Yes, there was a lot of like, the same vowels, two
it's
different
like
syllables.
It's like you'd have been a totally different band if you'd have had any of those names.
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, it's a golden age. No time to waste. No resting place to play lazily lately.
What's your favorite song on this album?
You know, I would have to say my favorite is To Play. The fact that the chorus to me is like the ooh part. Like it doesn't have to be lyrical. It could just be, you know, like a rhythmic thing that stands out. That's my favorite song on it.
That's probably mine too. It's really fun to play live.
Yeah.
We play with different groups of musicians depending on who's available to tour, who's available to play local. And pretty much everybody we play with loves that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we open with it a lot. And I like that the chorus isn't lyrical too. It has less intellectual weight than a lot of our stuff.
the first track on the album is The Monk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually inviting people, I think, with that song to go deeper into art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you care so much how people get to the music, though?
Not really. As long as they get to it.
I think yeah. Alexandra was going to give a different answer there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, you know. As long as they get to it and hear it, that's a win for us.
The ocean she named after the sun that warms her breast. Emotion, it slays me. It's her blood that fills my beating chest. Am I a slave or am I a female? But do what I please as long as it pleases me.
Your good friend is John Bacigalupi, mm-hmm. and he moved from Sacramento, moved his live-in studio to Marin, mm-hmm. Panoramic
yes.
House.
Yes.
It's an intriguing place. He's an intriguing producer to work
he
with.
Is. Yeah.
How was the experience? Give me a little behind the scenes.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
A lot of surfing, a lot of Italian food.
Oh, pasta. He's so good at making pasta.
Almost every night he would. After the session was over, we'd do a little bit of mixing, and then he'd go right into the kitchen and start working on some kind of
new
pasta
recipe.
Dish. Yeah, some odd
chocolate quail.
Yeah, chocolate quail or some odd Italian.
Wait, you were working, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Work food.
Yeah, the wine would start to flow. Yeah. And, yeah.
Did he help you shape the overall sound of the album in any different way?
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah,
so?
He definitely did. Well, he kind of came up, he's a few years older than us, and he kind of came up in the late 80s and early 90s. So his production approach is rooted, I think, in the things that were going on at that time. So sonically, a lot of the equipment is vintage, and I think his approach to reverbs and just sonics overall kind of comes from that era, and I think it colors the whole thing in a pretty heavy-handed way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in a lot of ways he's the third monk on this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wear the flags of all my tribes, but your face is bathed in golden paint. You ride that pride like an armored car, even when you're dragged down. Kiss and hug and love the love when you grin and I see those teeth. Stretch that smile like a crocodile around the young feet on the weed. If you don't know me right now.
We write a lot of stuff and start performing it before we record it, just to develop it in front of people, mm-hmm. to kind of see how they respond to it in real time.
Yeah.
And then we'll make recording decisions based on that. So
there was also a lot of songs on there that we had just written and then recorded it, and we haven't even performed it live yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
the opposite is true too.
Yeah.
Wear the flags of all my tribes, but your face is bathed in golden paint.
Know me.
You ride that pride like an armor. Dragged down by the weight. If you don't know me right now,
know me right now.
I'm honestly not surprised.
Not surprised.
If you don't know by now, know this, I shoot right in between the eyes. If you don't know me by now.
Sun Monks, Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele are in the studio. The new album is Two Play. It came out in June, and the performances and the touring related to it are getting everybody excited about the music. But what category does it fit into? That seems to still be a mystery, right?
Yeah, I have no idea. Genre hopping is what we call
yes.
it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I think somebody called it avant pop.
Oh.
Which I really like. Term lends itself to kind of outsider art, which is very much what we are.
Yeah.
None of our family is involved in entertainment or that world, so we're kind of definitely outsiders.
Yeah, I like to call it experimental pop. How would you know if you never know? How would you know?
Your sound was grabbing a lot of attention, a lot of great reviews. Was that also expectation and some pressure coming into this first full-length album?
Oh, I think so, at least for us personally.
Yeah,
a lot of the publicity and the press reviews that we got from the first release, I think sort of made us feel like we have to do better on this one. And it's not that those reviews were bad. It was a lot of positivity, which was kind of surprising because we didn't expect that at first. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think we definitely had high expectations of ourselves the second time around. And John, working with John, the producer on this record, certainly added some added pressure because we really wanted to do right by him. It was an electric high.
I could swear that a couple years ago, you said half the album was already written and that you were hoping it would be out maybe in 2015.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I'm not really sure. I mean, we get caught up in the process, and then there's a lot of stuff that goes on where you're showing what is finished to label people or publicity people, and you're kind of adjusting your strategy based on that feedback. And sometimes things just, they get drawn out.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason with us, it seems to be, we had a year and a half to whatever our initial goal is.
Do we need a couple more songs? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
All the stars align, young lovers collide, the fires burn so bright, the time is always right. Give life and love light, bathe in the morning light. This is summertime high.
I never want to see it end.
Nobody wants to leave. Is it something we can't keep? We were born to have fun. Dance with the rising sun. Find someone to love. The one you're dreaming of.
And I think the way you watch each other and you move your music based on what you see happening between each other is something that maybe can't fully be explained. Can you explain it?
I mean, a lot of the times I just watch the shape of his mouth and just like where he's at, and I just try and match it to try and make myself really blend with him.
And I can be a little instinctual. So we'll rehearse something for a long time, and on the fly I'll just want to try something new,
switch it up on me.
And yeah, so she watches me really closely and tries to respond to any changes which inevitably come.
Lyrics, you know, we'll mess up on lyrics and I'm just like, you know, just like moving my mouth to make the vowel sound right to match him, or vice versa. He does the same with me.
But yeah, we do the same thing at home when we're writing, stare at each other, and a lot of the songs kind of just start from just making noise at each other, playing with melodies and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun.
I never want to see it end. Nobody wants to leave. Is it something we can't keep? We were born to have fun. Dance with the rising sun. Find someone to love. The one you're dreaming of. Maybe we're just
Summertime High on the experimental avant-pop album Two Play from the Sun Monks, Jeffrey C.K. and Alexandra Steele. They just finished a mini tour in Oregon and Washington. They have a show in Sacramento at the Fox and Goose on Friday, September 1st. They also have a show in Reno Friday, September 15th. That one is at Studio on the 4th. And they recorded some of their music in our CAP Radio garden, including a brand new song titled Woman Electric. In fact, that was the first recording of the song. Other videos are the songs Two Play and White Mountain Ranges from the new album. So you can check out the videos and hear my extended interviews at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Tonight, you can see the Midtown Sacramento band House of Mary at the Purple Place Bar and Grill in El Dorado Hills. If you go, by the way, take your dog and be sure to ask for the Purple Pooch menu. House of Mary performs at 8 o'clock. They're a fun band to watch and a fun band to talk to. Aubrey Lynn Arnault is the center of this three-piece group, and she starts our chat from a few weeks ago.
It's been quite an experience for us. We kind of just hit the ground running. I've always been a singer. I've always loved to write music, but this whole project was very exciting and new. So this is we just played our 63rd show, I think, in 2 years.
I love that you're counting. That's great.
I count. I'm just neurotic about everything. So of course I count.
I said when we hit 100, we'll be a real band.
Oh, right. Okay. Come back and we'll celebrate that 100th with you. That was Blair Blaze, also known as Fritz.
Yeah.
Just named you right there.
Yes. Well, shout out to my grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa Fritz.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm going to call you the drummer and the occasional vocalist. Will you explain why I'm saying that?
Well, when I was younger, in my young heyday in my 20s, I was a white rapper. So I had fun with that, but kind of transitioned out of that. I've always been a drummer, so I do some vocals while I'm drumming, but
occasionally,
now I'm mainly just a drummer.
The hip-hop sounds come from the drums in the corner. All right, and Spencer Burns is guitarist, songwriter, and vocals, right?
That's right, yes.
All right. So who's writing the majority of the work? Aubrey?
I write all the lyrics for the band.
I do all the sort of chord progressions. Normally how it works is I'll just kind of sit there and play a bunch of stuff, and whatever Aubrey gets excited about, that's what we turn into a song.
Yeah.
If she's not interested, it's not a good song, and we just move on.
So you're really setting the energy for the group, aren't you, Aubrey?
Yeah, I kind of have a tendency to set energy, just in general.
Yeah.
Not
sounds like an understatement.
but for me, writing is not something that I do. I don't sit down, you know, and just open up my book and start writing. I have to have...
Yeah, in general, nothing happens until we start working together. And you know, the energy, you will feel it shift in the room when something's good.
Yeah.
I'm really ready for a shift in the room right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah,
sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
What's this first song going to be?
We're
going to
do a song called Coastline. And it's actually, it's the first song on the debut album.
Thank you.
House of Mary, Aubrey Lynn Arnaud, Spencer Burns, and Blair Blaze. House of Mary, what's the story behind the name?
It's actually a really cool. So I grew up in West Marin, in Marin County, and I grew up in a really old house that was built in 1895. And the house had, and you know, it had a sign that was named the Villa Maria, and we couldn't figure out what to name our band. It's like one
of
the hardest
things. You think of about 200 names before you think of something.
Yeah, that, I mean, we went with everything. And my sister, who lived in Santiago, Chile for a long time, actually her husband's Chilean, she speaks Spanish, and she was like, oh, how about the House of Mary, which is the Villa Maria, translated. And we were like, and it kind of just clicked, and then it just stuck. And we've gotten almost more compliments on our name, our name than anything. Yeah. So
and then to carry that through, for anybody that sees the album cover, that cover is based on the actual house. It's sort of a
it's a drawing of the house.
Very imaginative drawing of the house.
Oh, great!
And that's actually the house she grew up in and learned to sing in. I imagine. I mean, singing with her family.
Yeah.
And
always singing with my mom and my sister.
That's who taught you to sing.
Yeah, my mom is like the harmony queen, and my sister, bless her heart, she's not the best singer in the world, but we were always in there together singing.
But she gave
singing.
You a great band name.
She's she's our unofficial manager and like probably the biggest support that we could have.
Yeah, so. She's pretty amazing.
Shout out to Megan.
I think we can fit in one more song. You ready to do another?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's this one?
It's called Changing Tide.
This will be Changing Tide.
House of Mary with Aubrey Lynn Arnaud, Spencer Burns, and Blair Fritz Blaze. House of Mary will be at the Purple Place in El Dorado Hills tonight. Showtime is 8 o'clock before Dog Park Justice. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruyak. And you might know these next two musicians, Elijah Jenkins and Tyler Downey, from other Sacramento bands, but together they are the new duo, Cities You Wish You Were From. Their debut album came out a few weeks ago, and their sound is definitely influenced by Eli's roots in Tennessee and Oklahoma, as he explained to us a few weeks ago.
I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church, and I learned how to play guitar by listening to old blues music and gospel. And so Tyler and I he'd worked with me a little bit on Eli and the Sound Cult, and when I decided I wanted to start a straight-ahead rock band, it just sort of made sense to play blues or blues rock, since that's what I default to when I'm twiddling on the couch. And about a year ago, we started working together, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own. So we're not going to question it too much. It just feels really good, and it's really palatable. People tend to like straight-ahead rock and roll, and blues tends to be a good doorway to open that to new fans.
I think it was not, though, until about November that you were actually forming songs and starting to really become something.
Yeah, we took, I had been looking for a drummer, as coincidence would have it. I'd been looking for a drummer for maybe 4 or 5 months. And I remember Tyler and I went and had beers, and he said, "Hey, I can play drums." And I'd only been in projects with him where he'd play guitar. And I think I blew you off at least once.
I kept bugging you about it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't, you know.
You could tell he wasn't really hearing you about the drums.
Well, I don't know if it wasn't that he didn't hear me. It's just that he had somebody else in mind. And it was kind of one of those things that I was like, I think I need to be the guy to do this. And so I don't know how it happened, but he called me one day and was like, "Hey, learn this song and come over." And what I did is I obsessed over it for the week that I think I prepared for it. And then I went and we rehearsed, and it just kind of, you know, fell into place, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was perfect from the first get-go, our dynamic.
All right. The title of your band is Cities You Wish You Were From, and your album is named or titled
Cities You Wish You Were From.
Let's listen to the music so everyone gets a sense of what you're doing. This is a track called Give Back to Me. Elijah Jenkins, you hear his vocals and guitar, and Tyler Downey on drums. It sounds like there are more of you than just the two of you making that sound.
Yeah. I was really inspired when I started this band by another group called Local H, which is a straight-ahead rock band from the 90s, and they still tour. And their guitarist, they had bassists for brief periods in their career, and then their guitarist ripped some electronics out and put a bass pickup in his guitar. And we always wanted like a really big sound. And once we realized that the dynamic was so good here, we employ some technology to make it sound like two guitars and a bass live when it's really just me and Tyler.
Yeah, it does. It's surprising. If you listen to the sound and then you watch a video, you think, wait, what? So would you perform live in our studio?
Yeah, we'd love
Absolutely.
To.
Elijah Jenkins and Tyler Downey. The name of their duo is Cities You Wish You Were From.
Gotta give what you want. Losing like I am the fuel in the fire. Oh, I would think you could have given me home for this once. I feel I'm sawn into a cord. I was pretending I'm slowly giving up on you. I'm so sure I can't heal myself. Cannot see who I used to be. Why you always gotta get what you want? Breaking my back just to pick up your slack. I think part of me just wanna be inside about you, love. Tell me my name, are we respond to what is given? I'm slowly giving up on you. I'm so sure I can heal myself. I cannot see who I used to be. Watch me as I drift away and ignore. Nobody knows. Tell me now, I'm in a trance. Why you always gotta get what you want? Wasting my time while you make up excuses for why you cannot seem to figure out what you want. Save me your brains and your ropes and abuses. I'm slowly giving up on you. I'm so sure I can't heal myself. I cannot see who I used to be. Walking around on my own feet. Look at me go. Lord, does she know? Help me, I can. I'm in a trance. Watch me as I drift away.
There you are.
There they are, Cities You Wish You Were From, Elijah Jenkins and Tyler Downey. Something's really working about this for you, isn't it?
It is. And we were actually just talking, because Tyler's sort of in charge of my pre-show mental health, because he was saying he used to play competitive baseball, and he was the catcher. So I'm sort of the pitcher, and he comes up to me and gives me a pep talk and or an angry talk and says, get out of your head.
What is that, Tyler?
It's typically just redirection. So using distraction. So just mind games. Yeah, is what it is.
You're playing with my head. Yeah. Just don't play with my heart.
Yeah, you guys are just two guys who just seem to get along great. And the music sound that's coming from it is something that, with the aggressive touring you're trying to do, you're really trying to play a lot, aren't you?
We are. I think, and I sort of warned Tyler when he got into this band that this is sort of how I operate. We start to take off and then we just keep going. So we'll, November will be a band officially for 1 year, and we're trying to squeeze in maybe 20 shows this first year and then really ratchet it up next year. So
What about the title of your duo, Cities You Wish You Were From? Where'd that come from?
It's a lyric in a song, actually. And we had gone back and forth for, God, what, a couple months?
Yeah.
About names, and nothing was clicking, and we were playing the song and in rehearsal, and he said something like, what if we just did, you know, I think the full lyric was a tree in the city you wish you were from. He's like, why don't we call it Cities You Wish You Were From? And in my first reaction was, that's too long. But then after saying it for a while, it was like, yeah, that's the juice.
It does shorten nice to cities.
Yeah,
here's
it
the
does.
Duo Cities. Yeah, and now when you come back, I'll just shorthand you like that.
That's fine, yeah.
Cities You Wish You Were From, or Cities, with Eli Jenkins and Tyler Downey. They perform at the Band Room in Placerville on Saturday, September 30th. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Early this month, we were really taken by the sound of Shaun Thwaite's Rebel Quartet, which was actually a sextet on the day they visited us. STRQ, as they call themselves, is based in Sacramento. Shaun on steel pan is the centerpiece of the band, with Patrick Anderson on drums, Ben Kopf on bass, Aaron Smith on trumpet, Alex Raymond on piano, and Levi Sailua on saxophone. STRQ is a distinct blend of Shaun's American and Trinidadian cultures, which I asked him to talk about.
All right, grew up pretty much a youth in Washington and Maryland, between Washington, D.C. and Maryland. So we call it the DMV for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Okay.
I always tell people my household was Trini, and as soon as I stepped outside, I was straight American, like just playing basketball, hanging out with my friends, learning slangs, and hiding my Trinidad culture from home once I get outside, because, you know, we got a lot of jokes, and my friends are the biggest jokesters, so you can tell me anything and it won't hurt me, you know what I mean, just because of all of that growing up in, mm-hmm. you know, between the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah. I want to be able to get as much music in as we can, so why don't we just jump right into it. Let's hear some music here in the studio from STRQ, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Thank you. Sean Thwaites' Rebel Quartet, also known as STRQ. They are performing music from a new album, New Life. Will you tell me the dynamic of playing music in this group? Is the steel drums setting the tone, Sean? Is that where everything begins?
Yes.
A trumpet in this mix. Tell me about that, Sean and Aaron, the two of you together.
I'm a big fan of Miles Davis. I actually took Miles Davis class at Berkeley and just fell in love with that, with the music. And Aaron does a great job of just, you know, he's very tasteful when he's playing. So
thank you.
He should be a chef, you know, because he just knows how to, he plays very good melodies like Miles. So he's a great addition.
Yeah, you guys are really, really cool. Congratulations on the new album, New Life.
Yes.
Yeah, come back when you're in the area and let's talk about the long story about New Life, okay? I actually want to hear new music. I'm going to close out the show so that we can hear you out to the end of the time. Great to have you here in the studio.
Thank you very much.
It's Sean Thwaites and the Rebel Quartet, STRQ, the Rebel Quartet plus two today, we need to say. Here they are live in our studio, STRQ. Sean Thwaites, with Patrick Anderson on drums, Ben Koff on bass, Aaron Smith on trumpet, Alex Raymond on piano, and Levi Sailua on saxophone. That is STRQ. And you can see the band live next Saturday, September 2nd, at Shady Lady in Sacramento. This weekend, Sean and the gang will be at tour stops in Fort Bragg and San Francisco, and you can find more details on our website. That's Insight Music. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. Thanks to the digital team of Marnette Federis, Joanne Soria, and Chris Hagen, and to Anthony Van Hook for engineering. Andrew Nixon recorded our on-location videos with the bands. Thank you, Andrew. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend.